Hello, Gospel for Grampian listeners. It is episode 73, and we are coming to you on Work on Air today with our beautiful Shanaz, beautiful Erica, myself, Angelina, and my beloved mom, Mom Devi, who is a woman of faith. And she said last week she wants to be remembered as a woman who believed God. And so today's topic is just so amazing, Mom, because we're talking about we live by faith. Let us do an introduction quickly. How are you today, Mom?
Oh, I'm so blessed. I can never say no to God because He's there all the time. No matter what we go through, He is there to lift us up. We give Him all the praises, the glory, because God is God and not us.
Amen. God is God and not us. I love it. How are you, precious Shanaz?
Good day, Gospel for Grampian listeners, and good day to our beautiful ear crew. I'm truly blessed knowing that I am walking in relationship with our Lord Jesus, that I've been saved and born again, that I can stand on the Word of God, for it's the Word of God that gives me hope and courage and faith daily, irrespective of what face I have, the name of Jesus I can call upon. Thank you, beautiful Angelina.
Awesome, awesome. Talk to us, my precious Erica.
Good day, beautiful Gospel for Grampian listeners, and also this beautiful crew that I'm part of. It's just so amazing to know that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, you receive faith. And to know that God has done everything for you makes you to sit in a safe place. Thank you so much, beautiful Angelina and Shanaz and Ma. We all are so glorified in Christ Jesus that we can sit here and just have an awesome discussion on what Christ has given us, His faith. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, so Gospel for Grampian listeners, we are talking about we live by faith and not by sight. And we're not going to talk the usual where people talk about, let us live by faith so that we can get, gimme, gimme, gimme. No, today it is about walking and living in the kingdom of God. That is what faith is all about. We live by faith, meaning we live in the kingdom of God. Faith is our sight in the kingdom of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Why? God is spirit. And so for us to have a relationship with God who is spirit, we have to walk by faith. Imagine I'm having a relationship with you, Mom, but I don't see you. I don't know you. I can't connect with you. So to connect with God, to please God, means I'm connecting with God. And how do I connect by God? Through walking in the spirit. And that is what faith is, walking in the spiritual kingdom of God. Because when I walk in the kingdom of God, I have eyes to see in the kingdom of God. We walk by faith, meaning I see from the kingdom of God. I live from the kingdom of God. It's like if I am blind in the natural, it's difficult for me to do many things. I have to be led by something or led by a dog that guides me, because I'm blind in the natural. Now, when we don't have faith, we are blinded to the kingdom of God. We have to have eyes to see Him. And that is faith. Faith is eyes to walk and live in the kingdom of God. Or else you are as good, if you don't have faith, you're as good as a person that is blind being led by an animal or a person that has to guide them because they don't have eyes to see. And that is exactly what happens to a person that doesn't have faith in the kingdom of God. They are blinded to the mysteries of God, blinded to having a relationship with God because they don't have faith. Now, the kingdom of God is spiritually discerned. So spiritually discerned means we have to understand the senses in the spiritual kingdom. Just like the physical body, for us to be able to be in touch with the physical things in the world, our senses get in touch with it. We are able to see the physical world with our eyes. We are able to hear the things in the natural world with our ears. We are able to smell the atmosphere and the fresh air through our physical nose. We are able to consume the things that are in the the earth in terms of food through our mouth. So everything, our senses helps us to enjoy the natural things. And so the things of God are spiritual, and we need spiritual senses in order to enjoy and walk by faith and walk in the things of the Lord. So there are two natures in this life. There are the carnal man nature, and there's the kingdom of God nature. The carnal man nature is influenced by the natural senses and the soul, and the kingdom of God nature is influenced by the spirit of man and the things of God. So let's talk about the carnal senses, and let's talk about the kingdom senses before we go into the faith scriptures. So the body, like we said, you see through sight, you smell through your nose, you touch and feel through your physical senses of touch and feel, and you taste through your mouth, and it digests food to nourish your body, and you hear through your ears. Okay, now the soul senses. The soul is the mind, will, and emotions. So Gospel for Grampian listeners, we are a tripart being. We have a body, and in this body houses our soul and our spirit. Our spirit is our real us, and we are called spirit beings. And we have a soul, and the soul and the spirit lives in the physical body. So our soul has senses. Our soul's sight is imagination. We see in our soul through imagination. We smell in our soul through instinct. We feel in our soul through emotions. We taste in our soul through reason. And we have a voice in our soul through memory. Memory. That is our voice. Memory. And in the spirit, our sight is faith. Our breathing is prayer. Our feeling is worship. Our deciding, or our tasting, or our reasoning is the mind of Christ. And our inner voice is the witness. The inner voice is our hearing. It is the witness. And so the two worlds, how we influence faith, we walk by faith, is by walking in the spiritual dimension of faith, prayer, worship, having the mind of Christ, and hearing the voice of God. That is the spiritual world. And to live in the spiritual world and let the spirit world dominate us is then we transform our imaginations, transform our instincts, it transforms our emotions, it transforms our reasoning, it transforms our memories. And from there, our body responds to life. No longer does the carnal world affect us. If we don't walk in the spirit, then the body and soul, just on its own, we begin to live in a carnal way. So we don't have faith anymore. We don't walk by faith. We don't walk by what we see in the kingdom, because we're not seeing in the kingdom. We are blinded from the things of the kingdom, because the soul and the body, the carnal ways, is what is impacting everything we need to do, how we live our life. So to walk by faith requires us to awaken our spiritual senses. And who is the source of our faith? The source of our faith is Jesus. The Bible says in Hebrews 12:1-2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That means for us to walk by faith, Shanaz and Erica, we have to have a relationship with Jesus. It's not enough just being born again and saying, I am saved. I have to have a relationship with the author, because the author is the finisher of my faith. If I don't have a relationship with Jesus, how will I have his mind? How will I be able to think like him? How will I be able to walk the way he walks? Because he's the author of my sight. Talk to us, Erica.
Yes, beautiful Angelina. While you were talking, I was just listening and I was thinking, it is so true that we need to have a relationship. How do we have a relationship with our Lord Jesus? By reading his word. Because the word became flesh. And Jesus Christ is the Word. So when we read the Word, when we study the Word, faith starts to arise inside of us. Because we are then studying who Jesus is and what he is for me, and what, and that I am in him and he is in me. And so therefore I am so grateful that what God has done for us, he really has had us in his mind when he sent Jesus to the world to die for us. to bring salvation. And he brought with Christ his face so that we can live and walk in a very difficult situation or a difficult world that we are in at the moment, knowing that he has brought us victory in every area of our lives. Thank you so much, Angelina.
Yes. Do you want to add to that, Shanaz?
Thank you, beautiful Angelina. I love what Erica says. You know, that Jesus taught us how we ought to be in relationship with Abba Father. It's through his word. I'm reminded of the time when Jesus was in a 40-day fast and the enemy tried to tempt him. What did Jesus do? He quoted the word. And also, there's an additional lesson that Jesus taught us, that he was constantly in prayer, in communication with Abba Father. His relationship was based on the foundation of having a relationship with Abba Father, meaning that there was a constant communication. It was a two-fold relationship. It was him taking the word, becoming the word, and then him being in constant contact with Abba Father, God the Father. He got all his directives from Abba Father. And so we see the foundation of our relationship, of our faith, is based on our relationship with the Lord Jesus, and it is embedded within the Word of God, that without this too, we will not be successful in our faith journey. So as we strengthen our faith in our Father, we do so in relationship with him and through the Word of God. Without this too, we will not be successful, because how will we feed our faith? Where's our faith feeding from? It can only be when we are in relationship with Abba Father. Thank you, beautiful Angelina.
I love what you and Erica are saying. And Gospel for Grampian listeners, please hear us very importantly. The Word of God are not words. It's a person. And when you begin to take your eyes off the words and see that there's a person behind those words, then you'll understand that you have that mind that is in Christ Jesus. Let's think about creation. The Word of God says, and God said, let there be light, and light was. Who said it? The author. The author said, let there be light. So in the absence of the author, there's no word. We can't separate Jesus from the word and expect to get results. And many people are speaking the words over and over and over, having the Bible recited over and over and over, and they're not seeing the results because they're separating Jesus from the word. And I just love what Erica and Shanaz are saying now. The relationship, the word is Jesus Christ. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And if we don't have relationship with him, but just have the Bible and recite the Bible, but no relationship, how will we believe what he's saying? You know, I'm thinking about Gospel for Grampian listeners. If I had to tell you, sit on a chair, but you can't see the chair, you're not going to sit on the chair because there's no chair there. And you know, if you try to sit there, you're going to fall. But if I physically put the chair there, you are not going to think twice. You're going to sit on the chair because you know you're not going to fall. So that's the same thing. If we don't have a relationship with Jesus, it's as good as we saying we there's no chair there. So the word, when I tell you sit, you ain't going to do the word. You ain't going to sit because you don't see the chair. So when you speak the word of God, it ain't going to work for you because you don't see it. You have to see the word through Jesus. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So the author of our faith is Jesus. He is the word of God. The author of those words is Jesus. Jesus is speaking the words. I need to have a relationship with Jesus. Therefore, when I can have that relationship with Jesus, I can do what Shanaz says. Jesus said, I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only say what he tells me to say, because I have that relationship. Therefore, I have his mind. Therefore, I can see. I see because I have relationship. When we don't have relationship with God, we don't have faith vision. We don't have vision. We don't have spiritual vision because we don't have relationship with the Lord. I don't know if you want to add to that, Erica.
Yes, I do agree with what you say, because remember the Word of God also says that when you have vision, write it down and run with it. So he makes it practical as well. So when we have a relationship, God shows us. That is why Jesus always said, I do not do anything except my Father show me. Mm-hmm. So when I want to do something and I'm not sure, then I ask the Father, Father, show me. What is your will in this situation? Or how do you want me to do this thing? And he shows me. And that is faith, because I speak to the Father and he shows himself faithful in answering me. I just want to say that when you have faith, when you have a real intimate relationship with the Father, a shift in position takes place when revelation surfaces. So when I am with the Father, when you are with the Father, you must be rest assured that revelation will come. There will be revelation. And then a shift in position will take place. It will take place. What is happening? Because faith is being put out. Because my whole gaze is on Jesus. My whole heart is towards him. And I'm communicating with him. And then faith is being released. Faith is being produced. Faith is coming to the forefront. And things are shifting. Thank you, Angelina.
Thank you, Erica. You know, I used to tell my children when they were younger, I used to ask them, I said, baby, if a stranger had to say to you, I want to buy you these things, are you going to believe them? They would say to me, no, mom. I say, why? Because I don't know them. So I don't know if they would do what they say because I don't have a relationship with them. And I say to them, if mommy says I'm going to buy you a chocolate, do you think twice? They said, no, because you love me. And if you say you're going to buy it for me, you're going to give it to me. Again, what do we hear in this? Relationship. If there's no relationship, then whatever is in the Word of God is not going to work for you because you don't know the person that's making those promises. Therefore, you don't have faith in the person to be able to deliver the promises. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Shanaz.
Absolutely agree, Angelina and Erica. If I think about ourselves in our natural, as a natural man, when we go out to shop for an item, perhaps you're looking at the fridge for your home, you're first going to do your research and you're going to look at various options that's available to you. But you need to also read the manual to understand what the product can deliver for you. And so too, as Christians, how do we build our faith? It is like Erica said, it is through the Word of God. We have to establish our faith through the Word of God. So if we are going to be relaxed and lazy Christians and not do our research through seeking the Word of God, because the Word of God teaches us who the Lord is, the Lord Jesus, what is done for us, and the character of Jesus. And so without us actually taking up the Bible to understand the character and the nature of Jesus, we will not have faith in him. It will then be impossible for us to believe in him, because we are not using the correct tool. So when we are exploring our faith as human beings, we have to take up the Bible, understand, and ask the Holy Spirit to give us revelation knowledge. Like Erica said, it is the activation of that information that will bring forth revelation, that will give us the capacity then to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we will be able to understand the plan that Jesus has set for us, that he understands us. And when we're constantly feeding our fear, then faith will diminish. So if we are not feeding our faith through the Word of God, then our fears will diminish our faith. Thank you, Angelina.
I love what you're saying. I love where this conversation is going. So we're going to use the life of Jesus to talk about the qualities of a person of faith. Remember, Jesus came on the earth. He was 100% human. He left his deity and all his powers in heaven, and he became 100% human like you and me, Gospel for Grampian listeners. So he knows what the human life is. He's experienced it all, yet he was without sin. And he had a life of faith. And so let's look at how he walked the faith journey, because his walk journey is to help us, because we learn from him how to walk by faith and not by sight. And Jesus taught us that faith is a way of life, and we have to choose to walk in that way. Now, when I think about Jesus, Erica and Shanaz, he had a relationship. He didn't say, I just took the words the Father told me and I'm telling it to you. He had that relationship. I do what I see the Father do. In the absence of relationship, you can't do what Jesus wants you to do, because you don't have faith. You can't see Jesus and do what he tells you to do if you don't have relationship. The word of God without relationship cannot make you walk and do what Jesus tells you to do. I mean, I think about all of them on the boat. Only one could get out of the boat and walk on water, because he saw Jesus as the Son of God. He had the revelation of Jesus. Therefore, he could step on in the boat. If we don't have revelation, knowledge of Jesus, which comes through a relationship, then the word of God cannot work for us, because there's no revelation of who God is. Therefore, we don't understand the power of his words. When I know God, I understand the power of his words. Jesus knew the Father. Therefore, in the wilderness, he could say, what have you got here? And thank the Father, and multiplication happened. He had a relationship with the Father. Therefore, he could put a demand on supernatural food multiplication. They were in the desert once, and they were in the wilderness once. And in both places, there was not enough money or shops by either way to ever get enough food to feed the multitudes. But because God, Jesus, as 100% human, had a relationship with Abba Father, he had the revelation that Abba Father could do a multiplication. Therefore, he said, give me what you got, and he thanked the Father. So we sing Gospel for Grampian listeners. Get out of the mindset of opening the Bible and saying, what does God have for me today? What are the promises of God that I can have? Get that out of the way and begin to study and say, Lord, let me study your word to know you, so that I can say, I do what I see my daddy do. I do what I see Jesus is showing me, because I have faith vision to see Jesus, to see the kingdom of God. I apply the instructions of the Holy Spirit, because I have sensory knowledge to hear when he talks. When you begin to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you hear him. But if you don't have relationship with him, the value of the Holy Spirit in your life, you cannot enjoy that value. You cannot enjoy that value. So faith requires hearing. Faith requires seeing, because you got to hear and you got to see in order to do. Jesus said two things. I do what I see the Father do, and I say what I hear him say. So you need to hear God and you need to see God. And to see God requires faith. I need to see him, and I need to hear him. And without having the revelation knowledge of God as Abba Father, then I would not understand the value of a father in my life. Therefore, I would not understand the value of the promises of a father to me from the word of God. If I don't see Jesus as Lord of my life, I will not understand the value of Jehovah Nissi, the captain of my army who fights my battles. Jehovah Nissi, the blood of Jesus that has saved me and redeemed me. Therefore, I have protection. I have provision. I have his life on earth as Jesus is in heaven. So am I on the earth. I have authority because I sit at the right hand side of the Father in Christ Jesus. If I don't have relationship with him, all the promises that Jesus has given me, I will not understand that value, because you can't separate the promises of God from God in relationship in order to see the promises work. Talk to us, Erica.
Wow. Beautiful mom and Shanaz, don't you think our beautiful Angelina has absolutely explained the relationship between the Father and Jesus so perfectly? I can only say that, to add to that, faith is a revelation of truth, not just encouraging speech. And what our beautiful Angelina has explained is that Jesus had the relationship with the Father, who is truth. And then he received revelation because he's put his faith in the Father. And what is so incredible to me when I read Ephesians 6, that Paul just switches gears in Ephesians 6 and compares the Roman soldier's shield to Christian faith, where he says in verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. What does it say to me? It actually enhances something to me right this very minute. The shield is not just a shield to ward off arrows, but this shield of faith is the truth of God that protects me from all the arrows that the enemy is throwing at me. Because my shield is faith, God has provided even before we knew that we're going to be here. He has provided us with a shield of faith.
Amen.
And when we live in this faith, faith speaks Jesus' language and produces the Jesus kind of results.
Amen.
And you know, one day, Blessed Angelina, many years back, I said to the Lord, how do I do faith? You know, I can't see faith. I don't know how to do faith. You know, I was just meditating on this thing. And then not long after that, I heard a sermon, and it was Pastor Joseph Prince that preached this. And we were talking about settling, and it just settled in my heart, and it made me so secure and so safe. He said that when I'm in a moment of distress, or in a difficult situation, or whatever situation I may be in, and my first response is, Jesus, that is faith.
I love it.
When I heard that, I thought, my goodness me.
I love
this.
It is
so easy. And I said, Lord, how is it that we struggle so much just to reach out to you and say, Jesus, that is faith? Because the Father says that he only hears the prayer that is with faith. And what is the prayer of faith? Is when my first response is not to run to this person or run to the bank or run to the doctor. Not that I have anything against doctors, please. But what I'm saying is run to Jesus and say, Jesus, help. That is faith. Thank you so much, Angelina.
I love what you're saying, because that is what the author of faith means. People go and study and recite 100 words and say, I'm confessing healing, I'm confessing provision, I'm confessing that nothing's working. I need to understand Jesus. That's what you're saying. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. And then when you know him, you understand he's the healer. Healing just happens because you know him. In him, I live, move, and have my being. In him, I'm healthy. In him, I'm provided for. In him, I'm whole. The author, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I absolutely love it. A brilliant example, Shanaz, to talk about the faith journey, where you just get out of just... We're not saying you mustn't read the word gospel for grandparents. We're saying you have to read the word, but you have to read the word with the right attitude. You're reading the word because you want relationship with God. That's what we're saying. Jesus had relationship with the Father. Therefore, he had vision and he had hearing aid. He could hear and he could see. When we have relationship with God, then when we study the word to have relationship with God, then everything we want from him becomes easy. Like our beautiful Erica says, and David shows us that. He says here in Psalm 119:30, David had a relationship with God and the Holy Spirit. Therefore, he understood the author's way of life and sought that kingdom life. He said, I've chosen the way of faithfulness. I've set my heart on your laws. He's not separating the word from God. He's saying, I've chosen the way of faithfulness, which is Jesus, and I've set my heart on your laws. And that is what we walk by faith and not by sight. That is why he said, take not your laws and take not your Holy Spirit. It's the whole of Psalm 119, you go the A to Z on the alphabet that Jesus, that David wrote the Psalms. And everything it is about, teach me your laws. Teach me about you. Teach me your ways. What is he saying? I want to know you, God. I want to know you. I want to know your ways because I want to be like you. I want to be in relationship with you. Therefore, everything you are, I want to be like. And then he said, take not your Holy Spirit, because why? The Holy Spirit gives us the revelation of God. And when we have that revelation, we understand that we are heirs of salvation. Everything Christ has, we have. We have health. We have power. We have position. We have purpose. We have provision. We don't longer have to focus on the promises because we understand the promises is the inheritance. What happened, Shanaz, I believe that is a lot of people, and I have been stuck in that for a while, and thankfully God has helped me get this revelation, is that we get so stuck on the promises, we forget that the Spirit of God and Jesus are the revelation to tell us that we are heirs of salvation, and as Christ sits in a position of victory in the right-hand side of the Father, we sit in it. Therefore, everything he has been paid for on the cross, and it's now naturally ours. Therefore, we can, when Jesus says sit, we don't wait for to physically see the chair. We know the chair is there because we have vision of their chair through faith in him. Talk to us, beautiful Shanaz.
Thank you, beautiful Angelina. I'm reminded of the time where Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, and here's the word pray, relationship. What was he doing before he knew he was going to be arrested? Abba Father. Jesus was seeking Abba Father's face at that time. He was in communication, in relationship. And whilst he was praying, he said, Lord, if it's your will, let this cup pass me by. But if not, Lord, let your will be done. Many a times we are hard-pressed with a situation. And I believe that portion of scripture tells us the amount of faith that Jesus had in Abba Father at that time for the plan of redemption, that he would not give up on us as mankind. And I think, you know, what he said to Abba Father was so vital for us then, because it teaches us about the faith that Jesus had in Abba Father. We see that Jesus is the one true leader that demonstrated faith whilst he was on this earth. And in this moment of his relationship, we get back just a glimpse of how Jesus speaks to Abba Father. And what I get from this portion of scripture, I can hear the perseverance. I can hear the commitment. I can hear that Jesus says he will not give up. You know, he's standing in the gap for us. And what does faith mean? It means that we must have that perseverance, that commitment, that we will not give up. But we can only do that like when we have the understanding, which is the Word of God, and when we're in relationship with Abba Father. I'm also reminded of a portion of scripture in Numbers chapter 30, specifically from verses 27 until 33, where Moses sent out some of the men to go to scout the land. And the Israelites at that time, we know that there were 12 men that went out from each tribe. But two came back with faith, positive. The other 10 were negative. And earlier, our beautiful Angelina introduced this topic about faith, that it doesn't have anything to do with our carnal man, but it has to do with our spiritual man. I believe Caleb here, when he says in verse 30, he says, then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. But if we read further, we see the other men, we have no faith. And we can only have faith when we're walking in relationship with Abba Father, when we allow that the Word of God will cause our spirit man to see in the spirit realm, that revelation knowledge that Erica spoke about can only come when we're in relationship with Abba Father. You know, head knowledge, which is if we just study the Word of God in a parrot fashion way, it will mean absolutely nothing to us. But when we allow the Spirit of the Lord to bring forth the Word of God, to make it alive, to reveal it to us, that we will then have faith. You know, and we also have to understand that as man, we are dependent on God. We are totally dependent on Him. We cannot have a relationship and think that we exist on our own, but we are totally dependent. Jesus said that we have to become like children. Why did He say like children? Because children have this relationship with adults. They are dependent on adults because they cannot do everything for themselves. And so too, our relationship has to be in that fashion, that we cannot do anything without Abba Father, that we rely on Him. But I want to be like Caleb when we go out to scout the land, that the Lord will show me through my spirit man what we need to see. Sometimes we look at things in the natural and we become fearful and we have no faith because we are observing in the natural. Let us not be carnally minded, beautiful gospel for Grampian listeners. Let us be spirit minded. Thank you, beautiful Angelina.
I love what you were saying, Shanaz, on the head knowledge. Gospel for Grampian listeners. If you have head knowledge, just like a person blind in the natural, a Christian that has got head knowledge and does not have a relationship with the living God is blinded in the spirit, because you don't have sight, which is your faith, and you don't have hearing, which is your ears. The voice of God is your inner voice, and that is your hearing in the spirit. And if you only have head knowledge, you will not have a relationship with the Holy Spirit because you do not believe He exists. You will not have a relationship with Jesus because you will just think that the salvation and the relationship with Christ ended on the cross. And therefore, the Word of God is just head knowledge. You are blinded and you will never be able to enjoy all the kingdom things that God has blessed us. That we are called the heirs of salvation. Whatever Christ has, we have. We will not enjoy that if we don't walk in the spirit and have faith in Christ Jesus through relationship. Mom, you never gave up on faith. Give us some tips on how to stand strong.
Well, I must say it's only Jesus. After I accepted Lord Jesus, I thank Him so much. And it was a dear friend that she was a friend of ours from nowhere. One day, she walked into our house and she needed help with two children. She was a believer. So she spoke the word of God, you know, into us and encouraged us. There's no other name but the name of Jesus. Put your faith in action. Trust in the Lord with all that you can think of and believe what He says in His word. And thereafter, you will see the miracles that happen. So I really believe that our God never fails us. When we put our faith in action and listen to His word and humble ourselves before God, you get the answers. So I'm so grateful and honored for where I am today as a granny, that my children all accepted the Lord Jesus. And when I spoke to my husband about the Lord, he never rejected me. He was so excited that he also gave his heart to God. But I thank God that we as a family, we stood on His word, believed in His word. And today I can freely say there's no other name, but the only name is Jesus.
So one thing you used to tell me was that if you don't have a pray in the morning, you feel like something was missing. Mm-hmm. So how important is praying in terms of your relationship with the Lord?
It's very, very important. It's so important we as believers must accept the Lord Jesus in our heart and do what He asks us to do. And always when we pray, we must say, God, You give us the directions in our life. We don't want to do it in our own will, with our own flesh, but let You, Jesus, come into our life and take fully control of our mind and give us the directions for the day. Help us in whichever way that God can help us.
So, your mommy's saying that having a relationship with the Lord and being yielded to the Lord every day. Lord, whatever you want me to do today, I'm going to do. One of the other things that Jesus taught us about walking in faith in terms of the quality of faith is that faith speaks. When we look at Genesis 1, the Bible says, Jesus spoke, let there be light, and light was. Mm-hmm. So faith calls forth things that the physical cannot see, the soul cannot imagine, but the kingdom of God has got everything we need. The kingdom of God is spirit, it is powerful, and it is omniscient. That means anything God wants to create, he can create it mm-hmm. through the spoken word. Mm-hmm. And so Jesus has taught us that in the natural, everything that was created in the natural was spoken from a kingdom that was spirit. And therefore, he called forth those things by speaking it. And I love what Hebrews 11:1-3 says. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And what it's talking about here, you do not see it with the natural eye, but you have the assurance because you see it with your spiritual sight. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command. So God commands a thing that the natural eye cannot see, but can be spoken and it will come forth. So the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. That means if we have a relationship with the Father and he tells us to call forth multiplication of bread, we can multiply bread because he's telling us you can do it. Talk to us, Erica, about the value of faith speaking.
Thank you, beautiful Angelina. I was just listening and I just want to read the scripture. It is in Matthew 24 verse 35, and it says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. And that is why it is so important to speak faith. Paul also said that if you believe, speak. So what do I speak? I speak the word of God, because the word of God is filled with faith. So when I speak faith, it draws on the undefeated power of God to change your story. Remember the lady in Luke 8 with the issue of blood. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And what happened? Jesus felt strength leave from him. Because God's untainted strength responds to faith. Anything in your own life that has happened, where you spoke out in faith and the impossible happened because God's untainted strength responds to faith and uproots the seeds of impossibilities. Bless you, Angelina.
I love what you're saying, and I'm thinking about, you know, when you exercise the gift of healing. When you exercise the gift of healing, you have to speak forth the healing of that condition. There's somebody that's got cancer. You are healed in Jesus' name. The healing came through the speaking. So even in the gift of healing, one has to call forth the healing. Without the words, the healing cannot happen. So faith works in healing. Faith works in deliverance. I command that demon to leave. So the power of our words works in faith. Talk to us, Shanaz.
Absolutely, Angelina. I'm reminded of the time where Jesus was on the boat with the disciples and he was asleep and there was a storm and they were all afraid. And eventually when they woke him up and Jesus got up, what did he say to them? Oh, ye of little faith. Mm-hmm. So that means that he's given them the authority to speak to the storm. So we have the authority to speak to the storms in our life. And when Jesus spoke, there was a calmness. So I'm reminded this evening, as I'm reminded now as you're speaking, that Jesus has given us as believers the authority to speak to our stories, to speak. You spoke about this, Angelina, and you said, that it is in the spoken word that we have victory, that we are victorious, because it's the authority of Christ Jesus within us, because we have a relationship with our Father, that when we speak the spoken word that Jesus has given us, the Holy Spirit will cause this word to be alive and active. As Erica said, this word will be accomplished here on this earth, and we will see it come to pass, because Jesus has given us the same authority. He also said to his disciples that greater will we do here on this earth, meaning that we as born-again Christians will be able to, like he spoke to the sickness now, you commanded it to go. We have the authority. So be encouraged, Gospel for Grampian listeners. We have the authority through faith in Christ Jesus, for he is our hope. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
I love that. I love that. Bringing it to the next level. How now do we take this whole speaking, this whole seeing, and now seeing the manifestation? And I love how Jesus exercised this to teach us in Luke 5:4 when he told Peter, cast your net onto the other side. Now notice what Jesus did. Jesus says he only sees what the Father shows him and he does it. And he only hears what the Father tells him and he says it. So Jesus heard the Father that there is fish on that side. So he then heard the Father say this fish on the other, on that side. So immediately Jesus said to Peter, Peter, cast your net onto the other side. And then Peter had to respond to that in order to see the manifestation. So we see two people working here with the sight, seeing, with the speaking, and with the doing. So faith is seeing, hearing, speaking, and doing. So he's seen the Father do it. He heard the Father's instructions to cast the net. He then spoke those instructions to Peter, and Peter did it, and the manifestation happened. So faith without works is dead. So when we have the relationship with God, Jesus, Jesus will say to us, Angelina, listen, this is the instruction. This is how you can get what I would like you to have. And then I'm going to hear it. I'm going to obey the instruction. And then I get the manifestation. So there's me hearing Jesus, understanding. I'm seeing Jesus' instructions by faith. I'm hearing his instructions to the Holy Spirit and the inner voice, confirming it with the word of God, the spoken word that Shana says. And then I act on it, which is the doing. Talk to us, beautiful Erica, on the doing of faith.
Thank you so much, precious Angelina. Yes, that is very important, because by doing faith, you actually speak. Because when you speak God's word in faith, that is when God is committed to confirm his word. Because when faith is active, God's character is devoted to protecting his word. So now here I am. And if I may, Angelina, just for a short moment, to testify of a huge thing that happened in my life last year, September. In short, I had pain and the x-rays showed that I needed a hip replacement. And I went to the Father and I said, Lord, you are the creator of my body. And I believe that you can recreate. Mm-hmm. And your word declares that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I was healed. So I am healed. I look to the cross and I see that the cross is empty, because Jesus Christ carried everything on the cross, everything that I can think of. He even carried a broken hip so that I can have a perfect hip. And I said to the Lord, Lord, your word says in 1 John 4, it says, as Christ is, so am I in this world. And for days, I was talking to the Lord like this, and I was speaking his word and faith started growing inside of me. I went to the doctor. He wanted to make an appointment for the surgery. And then he said to me, look, I just want to check you out again. Check me out again. And he said to me, look, there is something that's not right. I want you to have an MRI and another X-ray. So a day after that, I went. A day after that, I came back. And when he looked at all that, he called me and he said to me, Erica, come and have a look here. On the X-ray, it didn't show that I needed a hip replacement. On the MRI, it also showed nothing of a hip replacement. I just want to say something. When I had the MRI done and the X-ray, that same day, I sensed something, a shifting in the atmosphere. I sensed it and I told my husband about it, but I didn't know what it was. The next day, when I went back to the doctor, to the surgeon, for him to show me on the X-ray and everything, and he told me that, I knew that shifting in the atmosphere was God operating on me and replacing my hip into the correct position. And I said to the Lord, Lord, truly, you are committed to confirm your word. Because I came to you as a child saying, Daddy, you are my deliverer. You are my everything that I need from you. And this is what your word says. And he committed himself to confirm his word by allowing this miracle to happen in my body. And even up until today, I walk perfectly. And I must say, for 2 years, I had excruciating pain. I walk perfectly and I am just praising God, knowing that his word is truly faithful. He is true to his word. You know, Gospel for Grampian listeners, one thing also, faith is not, I must be totally free from any fear, like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. No. I can go to Jesus and my heart can thump heavily, but I go to him and I say, Jesus, that is faith. And then he stretches forth his hand and he takes my hand and he walks with me on this journey. As I explained to you right now, he walked with me for a few months in this journey until the day he said, you are healed. It's manifested in, because I stood on his word. I stood by him and said, Lord, this is your word. I believe what you say to me. And therefore, I just want to give him all the glory and the praise, knowing that I can also testify of his goodness and his kindness that will follow you all the days of your life. Just keep your eyes focused on him. Hold onto his hand. Do not let him go. It does not matter how anxious you might be, how afraid you may be. Hold on to him, because he will walk with you through the fire. He will be with you in the depth of the waters, and he will bring you through. He is faithful in doing just that. Thank you, beautiful Angelina.
Thank you, Erica, for your great testimony. And again, you're hearing from this testimony, the relationship is what brought the deliverance. She knew the God of the healing power. The healing power was not her focus. The God of the healing power became her focus. When we take our eyes off what God can do for us and put our eyes on who he is, then naturally we understand who he is and what comes from that. It's like my children, I don't have to tell them that I'm a giver of their food and I'm a giver of them a house. They just know the name mom means caregiver. Hey, Shanaz, the name of mommy means I'm a nurturer. So they don't have to come and say, can I have food today because your word says this? No, they know me as mommy. They know you as mommy. You're the nurturer. So they know that food's going to come forth from this nurturing relationship. And that's what Erica is saying, and that's what we're trying to tell you today, Gospel for Grampian listeners. Shana sent a wonderful inspiration today about God, about being Yahweh, and about being Rapha. When we know Him as Rapha, then we know healing is our portion. When we know Him as Jehovah Jireh, then we know that provision is our portion. We get so focused on the need that we forget to know Him. If I know the value of Jehovah Jireh, I never have to then worry about provision, because I know my daddy, that's his nature. I love this, what it says in Hebrews 10:22. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful. This is the word I want to get across today. For us to have sight of the kingdom of God, because faith is the sight of the kingdom of God, we have to know that the owner of that kingdom is faithful. That is His quality. He is faithful. He is faithful. The fruit of the Holy Spirit is faith. So when we know Holy Spirit, we know that He's faithful. When we know Jesus, we know He's faithful. Therefore, if faithful He is, that means everything He tells us, He will give us. Just like my children know, and Erica's children and Shanaz's children know, we are mommies. So whatever the definition of a mommy is, they don't go and go and read out. Mommy's definition says, these are all the things I'm going to put a demand. They have a relationship with mommy, so naturally all those things come. Gospel for Grampian listeners, we're going to touch more about faith next week. Faith in action, and how do we walk in faith, and how do we appropriate James 1:2-4 to be able to exercise our spiritual sight. But for today, Shanaz, as we end, encourage our viewers about the faithfulness of God, who God is, so that they can be encouraged to have a relationship with God in order to ignite their spiritual sight.
I want to encourage our Gospel for Grampian listeners, you know, Abba Father knows all your needs, all your desires. Remember, He holds your blueprint. He is our Creator. So He has fashioned and He has formed us. He's written up the days of our lives, like Psalm 139 says. And when He thinks about you, He has precious thoughts about your life. I want to encourage you to make Yahweh your hiding place. For if you dwell within the secret place of the Most High, you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He is your beloved, and He is calling you to draw closer to Him this evening. Like Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer. That's that spoken word, relationship and supplication, submitting unto Him with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God whilst you're waiting. Whatever you're trusting Abba Father for this evening, don't forget to do it with thanksgiving. Because it's when we do it with thanksgiving that we are activating our faith. Because when we give thanks, we are basically saying it is finished, it is done already. So continue to give Him praise, give Him all the glory for everything that you are trusting for Him this evening. And as we stand in agreement this evening, we know that Yahweh is ready. He's watching over you. He's able to fulfill that which you are expecting from Him. But as you do it in thanksgiving. God bless you.
Thank you, Gospel for Grampian listeners. Join us next week as we continue episode 2 next week on Walking by Faith, as we talk about faith in action. We love you. Bye.